All right, get hit the hammer. I said I'm out of practice. Town Ruling Committee meeting for June 3rd, 2013 will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Mr. Andre, would you lead us in the pledge?
Yes, I will. Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushwick?
Here.
Councilmember Reed Shore?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Eastwood?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Dooley?
Here. The meeting minutes for the May 13th meeting are in your package. If you note any changes, let us know. We'll go into the next time. Under Public Works, I have an update on CES. They're the people who are doing our sewer search for our big leak. The news isn't very good. They haven't found it. And they're now in the process of putting flow meters, and all they do is verify what we knew already. But they were very, very surprised that they haven't found a big leak yet. They've done the whole system as far as camera and all that. They've done one or two ditches with green water, but nothing of any big significance. I think tomorrow, maybe it's Thursday, I can't remember, we have a meeting with them at 9:00, and they're going to tell us what the next step is. But they are perplexed as to why they haven't found the big leak we've been looking for, and we're perplexed. So we're trying to, what they're trying now, the last big rain, and while I was out, they had a 4-30-inch rain. They've had flow meters in some of the, in three different, well, actually, three manholes in six locations. And they see the flow go up immediately as soon as it starts raining. So we're going to try to move the flow meters closer and closer to where we think the issue is starting. You know, like if it, put them on both sides of a manhole where we think it might be, and then see. But I have to say, I'm disappointed that they didn't find it. We still see the same thing happen. As soon as we get a big rain, it fills right up. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. And they were actually surprised that they didn't find it when they smoked it, because we had such a large amount of water coming. And they said, well, we'll find it. Sure, we spoke it. They didn't find it, and they TV'd all the lines. They found probably 10 or 12 places where we have, you know, joints where a pipe goes into the manhole where it's a small leak. But the leak is pretty much like groundwater. It's not during the storm. It's not enough to, it's nowhere near what we're looking for. So we're going to go back, and they're going to come up with a new game plan and see what we can do. But, you know, we have only a certain amount of money to spend, so a lot of it, they're just probably doing on their own. I haven't talked to them, but that's what they indicated to me.
They're still within the original amount.
Yeah, they like 2,000, they still got 2,000 left to go. But, you know, they basically run through the scope of what they said they were going to do. And, you know, some of the lines were shorter than they thought, than they had estimated. So it's a little bit less money. But the point of the matter is that they've pretty much done everything they said they were going to do. And they can't point to a place and say, this is where your big leak is. And so that's very disappointing, very, very disappointing. So, but they're very professional. They got, I mean, they, you know, they do this all the time. And the guy who is our lead engineer on it is very, he's taking it almost personal, like, can't believe that he had found it, you know, made like, thought he'd find it with just smoking. And then he come back, we do the high-tech stuff, and still haven't found it. So, and I say it, we assume that it's one leak, and we have no reason to believe it's not, so. But we haven't given up. We'll just keep trying. Any questions or comments? I don't have anything else, Public Works. Planning and zoning, top three derelict buildings. For the first time since we started, there are no buildings on the list. Maybe you got the wrong thing. Yep. Yeah, it's been that kind of day. Well, anyway, That, those two items that are listed up at the top, like items one and three, they are now in the in progress. Tom, do you have something you'd like to say?
I have a check. As you know, the town received over $9,000 when property tax things came out in the last year. Well, the property at 153 East Main Street has now been purchased by Mr. Soniak, and his attorney called me last week, sent me a check for the town for $1,170.75, which includes paying for the cost for the cancellation of the liens that the town has filed. So that will close that out.
Good. Give it to Debbie, she can deposit.
We're done with that.
We're done with that house?
We're done with it, yeah.
Now, he is not off the list yet as far as the derelict building, because he's still gotta clean it up, but he's moving in that direction.
We have new owners.
The major problem was getting ownership change. That is a huge. Now that his money's invested in it, and the longer he waits, the longer it'll be before he can get a renter in there, I think the motivation will be there to clean it out quicker than.
And we know where his office is.
Yeah, you know where his office is, yeah, right. JW Food Mart and Coffee Department. All right. But anyway, the other one on Main Street is, I've noticed they've done some work on the outside, just as they promised. I don't think they're finished, but in both of them, they've both now progressed to the continuing work on it. The other two are still working on it, so I'm satisfied that all of them are doing the best they can. The house on East Main, a lady came to see me, and she was just worried that we were gonna tear the house down this week. I said, no, so they gonna fix it. They've already jacked up the slab and everything, so they're doing good. Anyway, we're progressing on all of those, and they should be okay for very long.
That's the yellow house?
Yellow house. Yes, yes, yeah, they.
Good work.
Yeah, she is the, she's not the owner of the house, but she's the owner's very, very close confidant, and she takes care of things for him. And she's told me she's gonna get it done. They've already started. Okay, any questions on that? Discuss reappointment of Jeff Travassos to the Planning and Zoning Committee. I discussed it with him yesterday at the meeting, at the barbecue, and per my policy, he's gonna be reappointed, if y'all agree.
He's polite, eh?
I didn't wanna bring that up, but I did mention to him that my policy was that you have to die.
Okay.
So.
Did you happen to mention when the next class was for him?
I don't know when the next class.
Court.
We sent it to y'all when we get them, and then we get it for CRPC, you know. I don't know when.
Because he needs to attend a class.
Yeah, he didn't come to the last?
No.
No, he didn't. He needs to go. But that won't get him kicked off. There's really nothing he can do to get kicked off, frankly. Arlene's West update, they finished construction on phase two. We did an inspection. There was a punch list. As far as I know, they completed the punch list. I warned them. I said, we ain't having no special meeting for no final plat. Still hadn't heard nothing from them. Don't know what's going on. That's up to them. Whether they come next month or don't, that's strictly up to them. As far as we're concerned, the thing is ready for a final plat, but that's just the way it's been with them. I really don't follow that, but as far as we're concerned, all of our issues are done. Anybody else?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I saw activity with trucks back there next to the school, Sinclair property. Is that getting started?
We had a pre-construction meeting last Thursday, and yes, they are getting started, and they expect to, it's like a 120-day contract. They expect to be done in 3 months or less, depending on the weather, but more than likely less. So they plan to get going. Everybody was there. Everything moved. I told them at the time, I had two things I wanted to tell them. One of them was, if you have plan changes, bring them forward right away, because I like to bring them to the council as soon as I know about them, so we don't have a bunch of them at the end. And the second thing was, we ain't having no special meeting for no final plat. Excuse my English, Ms. Bourgeois, but we ain't having one. Cletus was there, and he understands what I mean, so.
Well, extenuating circumstances like hurricanes.
I don't have any extenuating circumstances. When you have anything to do with zoning issues and you have a special meeting, you send out a message that you're hiding something in the public's mind. Oh, he's doing something sinister over there. They have collusion against him. So I told him, hell, he ain't doing that. He's not doing it. Okay, enough of that. Finance committee review may be there in the package. Anybody have any questions or comments?
I just, when we pay the HMO, is that just for the town staff and the police department included in this?
That is actually the town police maintenance and the fire department.
Okay, so fire department and the police station, it's all in one fund.
And we decided many years ago just to group everybody under one line item rather than try to split it up, because it's so unique.
And the carpet's installed in the school.
You know, I was at, Jamie and I were at a meeting this afternoon, and Tony Galata was telling me, and I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna look into this. Tony Galata was saying that you don't have to buy liability insurance anymore from RMI. When RMI was formed, it was formed because you couldn't buy liability, and you formed it to provide towns for liability. He gets his from a bank or something, and so he says it's a lot cheaper than RMI liability.
You said they save about $40,000 a year.
Yeah, for a town like them, that means we'd save, you know, maybe half of that, maybe a third. But anyway.
You gotta be sure it covers municipal.
We're not gonna just go out and buy anybody, but we're gonna, you know, it's worth looking into.
Oh, yeah.
It's a point. We ain't changing tomorrow.
Save it out.
Health insurance. Yeah, we went away from them and.
I don't want you to believe that.
Yeah. Anybody have any other bills they want to talk about? Okay, hang on, hook it along, boy. All right, discuss ordinance 3, the budget adjustment. There's a draft of what we suggesting as a budget adjustment.
I got a change. On the special projects.
Wait, this is budget adjustment?
Yes.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
On the special projects in the budget, the amount that is coming out needs to be reduced by 15. When we had special projects for the locker room and softball field, up until they wrapping up some things on the project, and there was about $1,500 that wasn't spent, and that was included in the budget adjustment. Pregnant budget conversation.
Is that right?
Okay. We just need to bag it out, because that's the invoices.
Okay. All right, so that'd be 4,000 instead of 55? 45?
No, 4,015 would be 4,000.
4,000.
4,000.
So you can change it. That's fine. That's fine.
Stuff in the debt.
That's fine. Okay, going over these, the interest, more interest is coming in than what we had budgeted. For the life of us, we cannot figure out why we put it in the budget that low, but whatever we did was a screw up, and now we put it, we can use it right now. So the adjustments from 14,000 to the good side. And the expenses, maintenance supplies, Wayne has extra money in maintenance supplies, a lot of extra money. And so what I'm suggesting is that we take 6,100 of Wayne's money in maintenance supplies and shift it over to town hall repairs and renewal, because Ms. Bourgeois said that we need to do carpets in the Centennial Room and Wayne's office to match the rest of the town hall, because she doesn't think it looks good if it's not all the
it's
same.
It's going to all wear out eventually,
yeah.
Right. A different amount
can,
of time.
It's a good idea. You can take credit for
thank
it.
Thank you.
Right. So anyway, it's not really an additional expense. It's just a transfer of funds from one type of maintenance to another type of maintenance.
It's what you want. Line item.
Huh?
Town Hall.
You're switching lines.
Yeah. The next one we talked about is Ms. Bourgeois did not need the money for a book project and historical marker, so we just did backing that out. Now, I'm going to try to explain this grants thing, okay?
This is,
I'll try to explain the best I can. Back in the 2011-2012 budget, this is everything I'm talking about, before I get started, everything I'm talking about is for the planning phase of the police station, which we received a $100,000 grant for. Everything that I'm going to talk about from here on out is about that. The $100,000 represents 75% of the cost. We told the architect a long time ago, I think in the last council, certainly in the last council, that we wanted to go from zero all the way to a set of plans that's ready to bid. Until we got the rest of the money from the state to get it to that stage and sit on it. Okay. Back in 2011-2012, we anticipated how much money we would spend in that year. And I don't remember the exact numbers right now, but it was like $40,000. When we got to the end of the year, we had not spent that money because his schedule was a little bit behind. So we ended up having like $20,000 that we didn't spend. But we screwed up when we made the budget for this year. Instead of making it 73 plus 20, we just put 73 in there because that's what was budgeted for the, I say budgeted, what was scheduled for this year. So what I'm saying is if we take what we were supposed to spend in 2011-12, what we're supposed to spend this year, and what we're supposed to spend next year, which is a smaller amount, $11,000, something like that, and add them all together, you come up to $31,000, which makes the total amount spent $104,000 over those, it'll be $100,000 of the state share and like $30,000 of our share. Now, I don't know if I explained that so y'all can understand it, but what I'm recommending is we have two choices. We can either adjust the budget for 20 right now and then put 11 more thousand in for next year, or just pay, he sent his bill in already, so we can pay the final bill in this year's budget and adjust by 31. We'll be done with the planning phase, completely done. We'll be able to apply for our matching 75% from the state and get that back during next year. What I'm trying to say is the total amount of money we were going to spend on the planning is exactly what we had planned to spend. And just because of budgeting, not moving the money around right, we short this year by a certain amount, and you know, it'd be better if we just went ahead and paid them all.
I'm with the big adjustment.
Yeah, I'll agree.
You're still in communication with those people, right?
Yeah, they have a beautiful set of drawings. They've already got them.
I mean, it's a state
now. Oh, yeah, they changed the project manager, but yeah, he's, look, talking about the overall thing, I don't know if y'all read the paper this morning, but House Bill 2 is where our money is, and we have, our architect and our state representative have verified that moving the funds up to priority 1, which is, means we can spend them, was in House Bill 2 as of last week, or when I last, a month ago when I left. But if you read the paper this morning, the Senate is sending the bill back to the House with $300 million of unfunded House Bill number 2. So House is going to have to figure out how to spend $300 million, and who knows who's going to have the scratch pen to scratch through things. I don't know who it is. I think it's Governor General is all I can figure. But so we are in the bill now. We're where we need to be now. But there's going to be a lot of fur flying between now and 6 p.m. and 3 days from now. Well, exactly 3 days from now. Because at 6 p.m. they got to close down on the 6th.
We're not going to be scratched.
We don't know that. We don't. Right now we're in. But does that mean in the 11th hour, right when they yelling and screaming at you? I really can't tell you.
Sometime in the near future, I think there are three of us who were not on the council when police station design and all came about. I'd like to get the architects in to make a presentation to us to see what building is going where, what they're going to do with parking and all.
Yeah, that's...
They have to do it twice, though. Sunshine on the...
Huh?
No.
No, he's talking meeting.
No, oh, meeting, yeah, yeah, no.
A regular meeting.
No, he's talking...
Do a committee meeting, start earlier.
Well, I don't know if you heard me say this before or not, but it always has been my plan, knowing that we'd have a new council of some fashion, that if they told me today the governor signed a bill and we had the money in priority one, I'm still going to bring it back to the council and say, okay, one last time, let's make sure we vote and we know how much we spent, because you're talking about $500,000 in our match, you know? No, more than that. Whatever 25% of, like, $2.5 million is, whatever that is, that's a lot of money. So I don't want to get into this thing and later on say, well, you know, we didn't know this, we didn't understand that. And Tom Holden, our architect, is an excellent communicator. He's very, very good, very detailed guy. He's going to be invited, and it's probably a special meeting where it's set aside just for y'all to get a good, clear understanding before we get to a regular meeting on what that thing entails. It may be the biggest investment this town has ever made. Y'all didn't spend that much for the town.
Oh, cool.
$300,000.
Pretty something.
Yeah, so this is going to be twice that.
I think it's pretty something.
This will be twice, yeah.
$4 million.
Yeah, it wasn't that expensive, really. But that's my plan, and I totally agree with you. Y'all need to understand even everything about it.
If not at the last minute.
No.
No. I don't believe in surprises.
And then because it's gone over a period of years.
Yeah, it's changed. The design changed and everything changed. And we moved buildings around. Fire department's not involved in it anymore. So, all right, anything else on the budget adjustment? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just want to let y'all know we're talking about the hotel motel plan that we actually made an adjustment as well, send the ordinance through. We need to introduce the ordinance next week to go to the sewer account. I talked to our auditor and the auditor, and they suggest that we present it, even though it's after July, it's still for this budget season. So we can introduce the ordinance next week.
For this year's budget.
This year, yes, sir.
That's for the...
$30,000.
Yeah, for the CES project. Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead. General fund budget. Okay. Now, in your package, first of all, before I left, I gave the council my budget proposal, which I'm required to do. When I got back from Europe, we went over it again, and I'm suggesting some changes to it. I didn't make some changes. What I presented is what I presented. Under grants, that $17,000, that's for a police station. Oh.
That's the $17,000
that you want to carry over. Yeah, but if we do this 31, doesn't that take care of it? I thought the 31 took care of everything. No, it doesn't. So it doesn't. Just bring us up to 104. 17 would be additional. Okay. So what I'm suggesting is next year we're going to have to budget 17. That's right. Because we have a $20,000, $22,000. Okay. Well, that'll finish. On the next page, maintenance supplies, Wayne and Debbie re-estimated how much he's actually going to spend. Is still $10,100 below what he thought he'd spend. Town hall repairs, that's $16,100 is the projection. That's if we add the $6,100 to the original. And next year, what I'm suggesting, I'm suggesting that we do the floors, wood floors in the chamber and in the mayor's office, to finish off the floors in the town hall. And that's, how much is that, $19,000? Instead of the solar, and the solar panels will come out. With regard to the solar panels, I put that in there because I thought it'd be a good idea, but after, on second thought, it's probably a better idea if we go ahead and apply for all the grants that they say that are out there and have the grant in hand. And if we come back with the grant, then we'll consider doing that. I think solar panels are a good idea because we can lock in free electricity for the rest of the life of the town hall. But without a grant, I'm not sure when how long the payout's going to be. So I'd rather not do that right now. Utilities, we're just spending less on electricity this year than we did before. I suppose it's for all that good weather we had earlier this year. I really don't know. Special projects, miscellaneous. The book project. Yeah, book project and the other one. Grants, the money, the amount of the grants changed, like I talked about earlier. That's all. So with that, I'll throw it open for any discussion anybody has, questions, comments.
You put enough for Christmas decorations if you got here.
I don't have anything to do with that. I don't have anything.
I'm sure
that's, yeah, check it out.
$4,500.
It says Christmas supplies and fee to install decorations. So it says.
You know, who wrote the book?
Huh? Wayne.
Yeah.
No,
I know.
No,
one Christmas decoration, you go to his office every year.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, if you want, I'll adjust that number down.
No, we're not asking for that.
A lot of baseball.
That's right. We could buy a lot of baseball. Could buy a new wrestling clock. All right. You want to bring up anything else? All right, let's go. Anybody have any comments, questions? Changes, proposed changes?
Well, sales tax projection comes from the office.
No, I just put that in there. Last year it was so very close, but we're so, oh, that graph's here somewhere, I hope. It's so very, very close to it right now that I don't have any reason to believe it's going to go up or down. If it goes up, that's good. If it comes down, that's bad, but I don't have a reason to believe it. I mean, I just don't see anything either bad or good on the horizon that would make it change.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have that later on. Yeah. Three items on the mayor's report, so I'll save that. Anybody? All right. Y'all, quick.
Compared.
12 years. Okay. I'm going to comment on that. All right, the sewer budget. The major change in the sewer budget is, as Debbie was saying, we added on the sewage user fees. We just estimated that between now and next year at this time, we're going to have probably 30 houses that are going to connect to the sewer. 30 new houses in Orleans West. So we added that to it at the price that hopefully this ordinance will pass the next item down. Plus we added 30 houses to the residences, well actually 31, to make it even number 930. So if you do the math, the anticipated income next year would be $253.5. Also the LGAP grant, we're in the process of going out for bids and all for the sewer jetter. But we're definitely not going to spend the money until next year, which means we won't get our money until next year. So you can see down at the bottom, that box is around sewer capital purchases. That number has been bumped up by $25,000. So it's, you know, it's, we added $25,000 to the income, added $25,000 to the expenses. So those are the only changes. And with that, we only have a deficit of $9,400, which I could probably. If we have a good year like we had this year as far as repairs and all, we should be all right. Waiting them approval.
And with our increase, that 14-15 should be more in line.
Yeah.
With our next increase in 2014.
Right. Correct. That should be good too. That's right. Because it's a little bit over 10,000. You'll have more customers by then. if they keep selling those lots like they're selling them in Orleans West, we'll probably have another 30 connections next year, and we have to have for two more, maybe 3 years. So, you know, we'll realize something from that.
Plus, the whole deal about school, that's all in there.
Yeah, that's true. That may end up in trouble. Oh, that's sewer. That's I very much appreciate the council taking action they did last month. Sewer rates, I think that's just one thing to do. Speaking of that, the next item is sewer connection fees, the ordinance on that. And Debbie went back and listened to the tape. It is $250 y'all want to go up to, $300?
Yeah, $250.
$250, okay.
Somebody in the audience suggested.
Oh, yeah, it was a little, you know, it wasn't real clear to us, but we put $250 in there.
It's
$250
per lost?
Per lot.
Per lot.
Per lost.
Per grader.
We put that word in there just to see if y'all were really reading your stuff. We knew better. We knew better. We just put that misspelled in there for y'all. You sure of it? You know, you come back more like fish every day. Isn't that good?
I don't know.
Well, he's not here today. Where is he? Man, he must be in the hospital. All right. Any more discussion on that? I think it's a proof of thing. All right, next is investment report. Not much to say there. Yeah, looking good with any. That's right. $1.5 million in the bank, almost $1,450,482. That's pretty good. Any questions or comments? Anybody who wants to step forward with somebody paying like 45% interest, they won't take any suggestions we can get. Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police, I'm not aware of. Oh, you want to talk about cameras now or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to let y'all know, me and the mayor have very, and Councilmember Andre had a meeting today with Redflex. It's a company that does the red light cameras and stuff. We met with them, with the chief from Plaquemine and the mayor from Plaquemine, and just really went through the details of how they work and what they do and how fees are collected and all that good stuff. I think they're going to come out and do a survey for us at the two red lights and on the highway to see the amount of traffic we have passed and how many people run the red lights in a 12-hour period, that kind of stuff. It was pretty interesting to have a big supporter of them, but after I learned how they really worked, I kind of changed my mind.
You know, the survey for Plaquemine. That was one of the bad takeaways. I think just having them come and do a survey, it'll kind of let us know even if we need them, I think. You know, I think that
they don't like the food with small towns. They say because of the politics involved, but I think it's more of they make less money because we're a smaller place.
Sure volume, yeah.
But
he's
very
drugs.
Willing to come out and do the survey, and it's no upfront cost. At all, no cost to the town.
And they'll come make the same presentation.
They pretty much collect like our collection agency does for the bench warrants, $30 a ticket type thing. And they pretty much do all the work. So it was a good meeting.
Another takeaway too, just start bouncing off of people, kind of get a feel for. And then I think we ought to let them do the survey. Let's look at the data and then let them present the data to us to kind of show you some of the features of what it'll do and how it works.
It does speeding and red light enforcement, so it's pretty unique.
A lot different than what I had envisioned going in.
They collect information for a 24-hour period, and then they send us every morning what's called an evidence package. And a sworn officer has to sit and look at each video and decide whether or not it's a good traffic violation, and then accepted or rejected, send it out to them, and they print everything and send it out.
And when the camera takes a picture, you can anybody, not just, you can go on the website and you can look at the ticket. and it has at the top how many miles per hour you were going and when light, how many seconds, how many hundredths to the hundredths of a second the light was red.
Does it show who's driving?
No.
It blanks out the driver, but it has a license plate, but you can see a video. So let's say you got a kid who gets a ticket for speeding or something. You get this in the mail, says your vehicle was speeding on such and such a day at such and such a time. You can pull that sucker up on the internet and take it and watch it with it and say, you said there was a car on the side of you. You said you'd be in it. Whose car is that? You know that you can see that as clear as a crystal.
Tom, it does. It sends the ticket to the registered owner, but they can on that form do what they call a driver.
Notarized and send it back.
And this is a civil penalty.
It's not permanent.
It'd be a lot of stuff for you to look at.
So who, if they contest the ticket, how does that work?
They can appeal it to have a hearing, and they will come to mayor's court.
An administrative hearing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they can appeal it to district court.
But then we can look at the video too.
Yeah.
You can send the video to district court.
And how long does that stay on the internet, that video? Did they tell you that?
I'm not sure.
I think that the only way you can access it is with the numbers that's on your citation.
Ticket number.
And that's the only one you can see.
Yeah, if you were to get one, you can only see your video.
Okay.
But I don't know how. Well, he was pulling up stuff from.
Yeah, but he had administrative.
Yeah.
True, because they looked at every one.
Let me tell you, when we finally got down to talking business, everything is free. I mean, maintenance of them, the new cameras, if the camera's destroyed by a hurricane, tornado, whatever, they take care of all that. There's no cost at all, okay? The income is as much as you want it to be based on what you want the ticket to be. You take $30 and you add whatever you want to it, and they don't care whether it's $31 or $130. They don't care, okay? But when we started talking about Brule, he's got his whole region is the southeast. He said, listen, he said, you got a few people in the town, in small towns especially, who are going to come and come to the meeting, and they're going to talk about America and freedom and surveillance, and they're going to. So he's interested in the political will of the town to do it. I tried to talk him out of that by telling him, you know, I'd say at least 90% of the people that own LA1 where the cameras would be located don't live in Brule. I mean, I rarely deal with a ticket from some. Now I get some on Allen Street, Live Oak, you know, inside the town. But those would be done by our police officers anyway. That's not a camera thing. The cameras would just be on the highway. And I told him, I said, really, it's not a Brule thing, because you know there's hardly any. I hardly ever can recall a speeding ticket on the highway. But he still said that he wanted to see he didn't say political will, but I know he's talking about it. He wanted to see that the council members in the town were really in favor of it. So what I suggested, and Jamie was there to change, is that we do it one step at a time. We throw it out tonight, and I'll go out and talk to people, see what their people think about it. He's going to come in, and I'm going to make contact with him, and he's going to send me the contract. He's already told me to send me the full contract, so we get time to read it, we can all read it. And then we'll go from there to a survey, as Shane was saying, and see what it really can get for us. And
why are we doing this? For safety?
One of the big things was they show a great reduction in the amount of crashes or accidents that occur at these intersections where these cameras are, especially at red lights. And that's he talked about that, and he talked about ticket income.
People back off on
the street. You know, he talked about the amount of speeding violations decreasing where they got the surveillance.
It's somewhat the same effect as like if you're driving down the interstate and you're going 70 miles an hour and you get your cruise control on 70 miles an hour and the speed limit is 70 miles an hour and you come up and you see some lights up ahead of you, you tap the brake no matter what. And so what they do, they put tons of signs out. They furnish all the signs and everything. surveillance, you know, video surveillance in business and all that stuff, you know, they, what was the most surprising is how many they catch running red lights. I didn't realize we had that many.
Jamie brought up to me about a year ago, and I thought doing it like a wall over there. I said, I don't want to be part of that. But I went in this meeting with a little open mind, not so much about speeding, but I got a big issue with 18 wheels running red lights. You go out there right now and you sit there for 30 minutes, you'll see one. Especially during cane season.
So you're going to put it just on the highway? Or
just on the highway.
West Main and East Main too?
Just on the highway.
Just the highway.
Just the highway.
It would be.
Probably the two red lights.
It would be coming into town on each end. That's the only way it would. And what it does, it's not, if the light's yellow and you go through it, you won't have a red.
The light got to be red when you cross the white line.
That's correct.
That's correct.
You can be half over the white line, you still don't get a ticket.
It's got to be blatantly.
Right.
That's correct.
Observable.
Yeah.
But I saw the videos, it was like.
What does the local police do in that situation? If they see somebody and it's red and they all the way, they in the intersection, what?
Oh, we right.
Y'all right.
Oh, yeah. They in the intersection going through? He's talking about not stopping.
I'm talking about not stopping. And just like the red light, the camera's not going to give you a ticket.
Right, right.
Will you give a ticket before the camera?
Oh, the camera's going to give you a ticket.
Yeah.
If you get it.
That's not what I'm asking.
Okay.
If we would see it, we'd be right.
Right. If you see it, y'all more strict than the camera.
Oh, yeah, correct. I would expect my officers to, if they seen a blatant thing like that, and we would know we wrote that ticket, so when it comes through to approve or reject, to send them another one, we'd reject that one. We wouldn't send it to the company to send them, you know, double.
Right, right.
Double.
Right.
Right.
Sir, in my show, we don't have a problem.
Lafayette, he was showing us, I forgot how many cameras they had, but they reduced traffic accidents by 65% in a 5-year period, I think it was.
Yeah, it's not every intersection. No. That's where they got them.
And our crashes that we do have are at the red lights. That's where 90% of them are at.
How many cameras?
They don't have any yet. They consider.
Who determines what we going to send tickets for? Are we going to send tickets for running red lights, no turn on red, speeding?
We are not going to, personally, we do not enforce the no turn, right turn on red. I think it's ignorant that they put those signs up after my 35 years of living here. They just put them up. You choose what you enforce with the camera. And personally, I don't believe that you shouldn't be able to turn right on red. You can at most red lights, just not these two approved.
But we'd probably only be interested in red lights, speeding,
and the speeding,
and maybe stop
signs. It's only coming up to that red light. It's not shooting on the other end of town. You know, where it would be too close to put a speeding camera down on that end. We're more worried about the red light.
The town sits all around. Like, when the speeding, just because our speed limit is 45, it doesn't automatically flag if you're 49. You put a number in. Yeah. Where they break a threshold, that's a speed limit. I would like to see the results of the survey before we think about anything else. Cause that, to me, would warrant what we need. To,
you know, well, let's just go ahead. You know, there's no.
I'm not sold that we need them, but
there's no time clock kicking.
The data was pretty interesting.
Yes, like I said, it's just very preliminary. Just another tool, another option to look at. You know, to reduce traffic accidents. To get these people stopped.
I think at one of the lights in Blackman over like an 8-hour period, like 4,400 cars went through, like 2,700 of them were speeding, and 400 something ran a red light.
That's a bad red light at 1 in 77.
No, one red light.
They always have trouble.
And another red light of like 3,900 cars, 1,800 was speeding, and like 290 ran a red light.
And speeding was like,
it was crazy.
A number of speeding.
Yeah, it was 11 miles over posted.
If you have a state highway, can the town actually put a camera up there?
Yeah, they you actually have to have permits from DOTD and all that good stuff. The camera's mounted on the side of the road, but it does something with the red light. But they actually, permits have to be pulled.
There's something where they work with DOT to set something up for the amperage. And they know
when the amperage in the red light lets the camera know to start filming.
Would the survey be just for a month or 2 months? Or?
They would do it for about 12 hours.
Yeah, that's it? Not,
that's it.
Yeah,
they just pick a day like
a month.
They did it on Tuesday.
42,000 cars a day.
Right.
They'll do it for a month.
Yeah, you'd have
a few hours.
you have, I don't know, thousands of videos to look at in a month, you know, see exactly what happened. But they actually, the company sits there and looks at the videos and says, okay, we think these people ran the red light. They send it to us, and then the officer would actually sit there and watch each video.
And then you accept or reject.
You accept or reject.
And now this is a reputable company, this isn't like some of that stuff we had past years.
I need to have some questions.
Yeah, go ahead. No, this is an open forum on committee nights. Go for it.
I can say something?
Sure, yeah.
I wasn't for sure, I got a call tonight that I needed to come up here because all the other members of the committee are out doing something else. And my name is Wes Atchison, I live at 1633 Harleen's Corner. And I've been trying to get something done about the hot rodders we got going down that street going to work. Jamie has had, been kind enough to put an officer come down there once in a while. This is good. I sat there, when they started pouring slabs, and they started pouring concrete, I set my deer camera up on a post out there and watched them come by. In 2 days' time, I had 300 people in cars, including us, that live in the place, going like a bat out of hell. I took the little machine we have up here to catch them speed limit, and that worked out real good until they found out that we weren't going to do anything about it except let it sit there and blink the light for 25 miles an hour and give you how much you can get. And it's as bad today as it was before. If it's up to me, I'd put a fence down the other end of that gun street. And they'd have to go around and get through the mud to get in there. That's just me. I'm pretty upset about the whole thing. I think it's ridiculous that we as a place over here with 2,000 people can't conduct ourselves enough to drive the speed limit. Even though 25 miles an hour is real slow, that's nothing but east and west streets. You get 35 miles a gallon up here on Main Street and 40 or 45 down here on the other side. And I don't ever see, I hate to do this to you, but I never see any of your gentlemen giving tickets for people in the neighborhood. And you know, it's kind of upsetting. I have been told that the police department doesn't even have radar detectors. I don't know if that's true or not.
We don't have radar. We have radar, not radar detectors.
But anyway, something to tell you how fast these cars are going.
Radars.
But the thing that I tried to make this, when I was at the station there for a week, I lived there practically. Everybody got to know my name, but I don't know if that's good or bad. you know, it's just something that's eating at my craw. It really is. It's a shame. I had trucks coming out of there tonight, 45 miles an hour, 40, 45. Who was there? Nobody. So I don't know.
I'll say
we this. Need some help.
I'll say this. In the past 2 weeks, we did write a couple of tickets in Orleans, Florida, and they were homeowners.
They're just as bad. They're not giving them anything.
We've ridden school buses. We put the speed limit trail out there. I can keep sending them out there, you know, to write tickets or to
that's
slow
what I got to do, Jamie, is I got to get these people to sit on the side, your people to sit on the side of the road rather than driving in and driving out so they can get it. You can't park.
The problem is if they sit on the side of the road, as soon as you turn on the street, you can see a police car with lights on it. So they're going to hit the brakes.
But they can turn around and put it in. The people of our community will allow them to back up in our driveway.
And yeah, we've
if
done
it's illegal
that.
Or not illegal,
no, we've
I
done
don't
that.
Know.
We've done that. And we've written some tickets there. We have a database that's great. We can sort them by any location, nationality, gender. You're welcome to come and look. I can tell you how many we've written over the years on all these cars. I know they've written a couple in the past 2 weeks that were homeowners.
Take that three.
And the mayor was actually out of town, and I was meaning to send him a note in case they come in that we don't need to give them any assistance with them, because that's, we're getting complaints from the homeowners.
I want to thank y'all for letting me have these few minutes. I'm so glad to see that you're up and around and doing good. I had to look twice to recognize whether you were in that little skinny.
But we will send them back out there. That's no problem.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Mr. West, it's worse at certain times of day?
Ma'am?
Are you saying it's worse at certain times of day?
Oh, yes. Get out there at 7:30 in the morning. When the time's out there, somewhere starting at 3 o'clock and coming on down to about 5:30, they're coming out.
I'll have them back out there. I'll put them out there a couple of days.
Well, I run every morning, and
I'm not running at 45 miles an hour.
Well, I don't think so.
In front of the camera.
I don't think so, but it's most embarrassing when Richard Dugas is walking down the street and I can't catch up with him. If I run. But that's not the point I was trying to make. I run between 6 and 6:30, and some of these guys that are going to work, they drive very slowly and very carefully. But every once in a while, I mean, there are some of them, when they hit those holes in the road, I mean, it jars that whole trailer. They're really booking it. There's no in between. There's no, like, 30-mile-an-hour guys. They're either going 25 or they're going 45. There's no in between. And, you know, Mr. West, I never thought about it, but y'all want to park in my driveway.
I'll put them out there.
I mean, Mr. West, I'm sure, would be the same. And, you know, I mean, I don't know anybody down there who wouldn't be in favor of that. So maybe people have got caught.
We'll put them up. And when the homeowner association comes to fussing because they got a ticket and they don't get no assistance, I'm not offering any assistance to anybody where we have a problem there.
I don't know.
Even if you were to get one, I'd say you would.
I have a feeling they wouldn't be coming to talk to me. What do you think of Tim? They come and talk to me.
I thought I sent a message to the guy, too.
That'd be the highlight of my rocking.
They
always welcome to come talk to me.
Hey, I see the guy on my entry standing outside.
He got one hand on that one. Come talk to me.
Shoot him well.
Good to see you well and better.
Thank you.
That's a thought. All right. Anything else, police? So the bottom line on the cameras is we're going to go about this systematically.
Yeah,
step number one is they're going to send us a contract. Y'all go out and talk to anybody you got to talk to. We'll bring it up next month and see if we want to go to the next step, which will be to call them and tell them to come do a survey. And then maybe a month after that, we'll have the survey data. Then we can start getting serious about whether we're going to do it. Is that the consensus of what I'm hearing?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Need more. And by the way, it's the same company that Baker and Zachary use.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Harold, but I've talked to Harold before he's
I'd like to ask Debbie if you could put on the agenda next week for a part-time, to hire a part-time employee. I finally talked to a guy. I've been working with him for years. I started with him in Flackman to come down and work part-time for us. It'd be benefit. I mean, we could use it, of course, a couple of shifts and stuff, but great guy, and I'll tell you all more about it next week.
Okay. Other matters, or governmental affairs, do you have anything? Other matters, discuss resolution number 3 to appoint an auditor. Draft's in there. Wright, Moore, DeHart, Queen, and Hutchinson. They've done really, they've been very responsive on what we can build in. Did a good job last night, so that's what I'm going to recommend. Next, recognizing the West Baton Rouge Parish Water District number 2. We have the plaque.
No.
Wait till next week, yes. That's for noise. Okay, but anyway, this is a draft. If anybody has any wording changes or any suggestions, see you next week or Mayor's report, very short mayor's report. The treasurer of the state of Louisiana wrote me a letter and said that our population is now 2,620. I don't know what that means. I don't know if I came up with it. It just came in the mail. I don't know. We used to get it. Louisiana Tech to do that. I'm not sure if that means anything. We were 2589. Census. For those of you who are having trouble sleeping, Next Monday, I'm going to have several pictures, and I'm going to discuss my trip to Europe, because I always like to do, I always like to mix my vacations with kind of like stuff that's happening in common. So
that's cultural.
No, it's not the cultural part. I mean, I've got pictures of trash cans. I mean, it's not cultural. And I would like to thank Councilmember Rhodes for covering as mayor pro tem. I would like to note that most of my basket was empty. Most of it. Number one. And I would like to tell him that I am officially mad at him, because my staff said that he was meaner in court than I was. And I don't want nobody to be meaner.
I heard he was like Josie Wells.
He was bad. He was
set me up.
The hanging judge, running
for, and I was all lunch very hard.
Yeah, they don't like me.
He said it was quick and swift justice, and he wished he would cover everyone.
Maybe we could appoint him to the magistrate. The magistrate. All right. Remarks of personal privilege. Anyone? Yes, sir.
How's our drainage doing?
Why don't you tell me? I wasn't here when it rained 4 to 3 inches the other day.
We has watered and planted soybeans back there. Now,
uh-huh.
It looked like a leak. I got my sand bag.
In your house? You mean your yard?
I'm talking about just when it was backing up. It was backing up in it.
All right.
But didn't get over, no, as bad as it was. But I got all the sandbags around half the house, just in case.
All right, I'm going to call the guy. Yeah, I can't.
But I just wonder if you heard anything from anybody.
All right, the only time I hear something is when I call the meeting.
Yeah.
But that's all I know. I was going most of the month anyway, but
yeah, I know.
I didn't hear anything from anybody. Anybody else?
Yeah, Mayor, I got one other question.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you did. I'm still West Atchison, hasn't changed much there. Back to the top planning and zoning committee.
Yes, sir.
Arlene West update.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me what that's about?
What I said was that they have three phases. The phase one has already been accepted in final platform. They're building houses, et cetera, et cetera. You know about that. Phase two is another 23 lots or 21 or something like that. They have this next phase down. They have completed the construction. The inspections have all been completed. The punch list that was put out has been completed. But they can't sell lots until they get a final plat. They have not submitted the paperwork to the town for a final plat. And the point I was making is that we're not going to do a final plat in a special meeting. We're going to do it at a regular meeting. So they won't. The earliest that they can get a final plat is the second Monday in July. So I just, you know, as far as I'm concerned, from a construction standpoint, it's as good as it's going to get. But they can't proceed any further with selling lots or anything like that until we get a final plat. So that's where we're at on that. Now, as far as the third phase, I really don't know if they started back there or not working on it. I don't really know. But they could if they wanted to. They have permission to.
They got like a little semi-fall graded out.
They got the road cut out?
Yeah.
Did they have to get permission to make that road go like this?
The road, yeah, they had to submit a design, but the road goes like this on purpose.
Okay.
When you have a curb and gutter design, the road, the water is intentionally directed towards the road.
Okay.
So instead of having a flat road, you have a grade in it, so the water will flow downhill to get to a catch basin, go underground, and go wherever it's going to go.
Okay.
So the fact that it's galloping like that is not a mistake. It's the way it should be. In fact, it would be cheaper if they just built it flat, you know. But they, you know, you gallop it along so you can make the water go where you want it to go.
So when you go walking down that road and you find yourself doing that, I kind of wondered whether I was on another drunk.
Okay. This time that's not the case. This time.
Not to say you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You got to turn it there.
Yeah, whatever. We're not going there. Did I answer your question?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Anybody else?
I have one thing.
What?
Wayne checked on that fruit tree grant.
Yes.
And found out that it is not available in our area after he did all that work for Fawn.
Correct.
So we're not getting the fruit trees that we talked about. Let's do something else.
We'll do something else. Anybody else? Okay, announcements. The town hall will be closed July 4th for Independence Day. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Andre, second. Mr. Richard, all in favor, say aye. All those opposed, nay.
7:33.